Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
You know what job you shouldn't try and, if all fails here, you know what job you shouldn't go and try and do? A career path you shouldn't take?
A bartender?
Stunt woman.
Oh, we're going down that path. I thought I was very good.
I thought you were most improved on the day, but from the starting point, tough watch.
Was it the roly-poly?
Tough watch.
It was honestly, though, my favourite, probably one of my favourite days ever.
It was unreal. Shout out to Amazon for having us there, bloody, for their bloody, because they've got
Prime
Jack
video.
Reacher, they got John Wick 4, they got Jack Ryan, and then bloody, so that we've basically had to emulate a scene in Reacher where he drills these motherfuckers in the prison bathroom. Mm. So they've basically got us to choreograph the fight with all these real stunt people.
Who were amazing.
Who were red
phenomenal.
Hot.
Phenomenal. And Ray, the coach, stunt man.
Mate, it was just unreal. And so we had to do that. He's like, just to warm you guys up a little bit, he's like, he put some boxes down on the ground. He's like, basically you'll do a front roll here, you jump over the box, you put your leg on the other one, hop over it, you'll do a roll over these double boxes, off that, into another roll, and then like a parkour jump over the thing. Should take 10 to 15 seconds. Lulu, you go first. Minute and a half later. Mum is still rolling.
When I was rolling across the box, you said I literally took like 35 seconds.
It was the longest thing. I thought that either like someone had spiked me with acid and time had slowed down, or that someone had literally put you in slow-mo. Slow-mo.
It felt fast to me.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was very slow. But
it was so fun, though. And I got to go in this wired machine and I got to do a backflip, which the first one didn't go as planned.
The first one was, honestly, I love ya. But it was one of the most pathetic displays of attempted athleticism that I've ever seen in any scenario ever. They're like, basically, you got to go down, bend your legs, jump back. You literally stood there. Push the balls of your feet up off the ground a little bit. Did like a little salmon flip like this.
It was a little wriggle.
It looked like we were having like a bit of a fit.
Yeah. And all the bedwetters were screenshotting my face because I like fall backwards and I'm like.
Yeah.
But second go, I did a flip.
No, you did. No, you got halfway second go. Third time, you got your flip.
By the end of it, I was bloody John Reacher. Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Sorry.
But.
Well, yeah, don't fuck with me.
I just had to keep saying, like, Lou, it's fine. You will be fine. Because she kept going, will these wires hold me? And then he'd have to be like, Yeah, that you'll be sweet. I'm like, look, they do this shit all the time. Of course they're going
to
hold
Ray, you. Ray and goes to me, would they hold cars.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, these can hold up to 2 tons. He goes, each of these wires hold up to like 500 kilograms each. And you go, yeah, but the clips. And he goes, yeah, the clips are made of fucking pure steel. You are fine. I was like, well, if she was 8, mate, you wouldn't be so fucking confident. Let me give you the hot tip. But this version, absolutely okay.
Yeah,
it was just mad getting. I love getting into it and like getting like.
You, Josh, you are very good.
Oh, stop.
No, like seriously. Even when we were off camera, people were being like, fuck, he could actually be like a stunt guy. Like your whole. Because we had to do the scene. So Jarch went first and we'd learnt the choreography and Jarch learned his whole scene. And then he was, you know, doing the fight and his was probably done in like 30 seconds because he just knew it completely off by heart. Mine was like 7 different. Goes at it and like slow-mo almost and Jarch was just like poof, poof, like as if you were in like an actual fight.
It was fucking
fun. It was phenomenal.
I loved it.
My favourite part was also when you were like, come on, just do the flip, it'll be fine, and I did it once and then I was like, again.
Yeah. Then she was like a little kid. She's like, I want to be on more wires. Yeah,
Ray was like, no, you're done, you're off now onto the next move. And yeah. I was like, just one more flip, Ray.
Yeah. Straight away. But fuck it, like, it was just this wild experience where, I don't know, I've never done anything like that in my life.
It was so cool. And we've got another challenge coming up.
Yeah, which I actually cannot wait for. You're shitting bricks.
I'm shitting myself.
Shitting bricks.
I'll honestly probably piss my pants.
I hope so.
I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about it? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing hot laps in like a really...
Not like a Lulu hot lap in Rose Bay, walking on Instagram, talking to her friends.
Like in a fast car and they're going 200 Ks. I checked the weather, Judge. It's raining.
Good.
No, that means we could slip.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll have to get them to go 100.
I'm happy to go out in a blaze of glory.
No.
Yeah. Think about it and then think about it. You got the podcast to yourself.
I wouldn't want that.
I'll start fucking crying.
Sweet Prince of Vaucluse.
Lulu's actually...
I'm actually scared.
Because like, I've been doing the typical thing, which is being a little insensitive and being like, oh, you fucking thicken your fucking skin up. Yeah. Stop being a pussy. And you're like, no, I'm actually terrified of going fast in the car. I'm like,
you see me in your car and I'm like,
oh, mate, yeah.
We have actual fights.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, Jarch, please, you know, watch the road. And you'll go, cunt, I have never fucking had a crash. Let me do this. Like, and I'm like, just watch it. What's the road, Jarch? And then it's like silent for like 30 seconds. And it's like, all right, we're friends again.
Yeah, it does can get a little heated. Yeah. But I'm just, this is my theory. You put yourself in so much more danger by you yourself taking yourself out in a vehicle and driving around the streets than a professional fucking pro driver on a just an oval lap.
But it's going
just spinning
fast.
It is.
I don't have a need for speed or an adrenaline rush or a ride or die only when I'm in Alfonso on my own.
But think about it this way. If it's like they wouldn't be able to do this. Obviously, there's an element of risk with everything. But, like, they wouldn't be able to do it if it was that fucking dangerous.
Well, they said I could go maybe 20 or 30 k's slower than
you. No, buddy. You dropped it. You dialed it down to about 140.
That's still very fast.
And I'm like, that's some bullshit. Because
I know what's going to happen. You're going to get there and you're going to go, suck it up, Louie. You're going 240 k's.
That is exactly what I'm going to do.
But Senorita doth a scare.
Well, Senorita doth needs to face their fears. You know what I mean? I'll jump in a shark cage at some point in our life.
You know what? I'm going to put you in a bath full of paper bloody knives and forks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, that's the same thing.
You're but scared. I'd nut up and do it, even though I'd hurt it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow, but not probably not too. Well, who knows? It could be like The Wires.
What day is it today? Tomorrow.
Who knows what could happen? Is it could be like when I did the flip in The Wires. I could go 140, and then next round he goes 160, and then I just go, fuck it. Put your foot on the pedal, Bruce. We're going fast.
That is
Mummy's going fast.
Yeah, Mummy's going to need
shake
for speed.
Shake and bake.
Mummy's going to need for speed. I'm all about family. Your mummy, by the way. That's what I reckon will happen. I reckon you'll like get there and you'll go wee, and then you'll be like, actually go. You can go a bit faster. But what they're going to do is they're going to ask us questions. It's like how we deal under pressure with like answering questions and
not
shit.
Well.
So I'll be in your ear, you'll be in mine.
Yeah.
And you said I will likely just be crying in your ear the whole
time. No, literally. I don't even deal with pressure when like a waiter comes over and asks what meal I want from the menu. How am I going to go with this?
Yeah, that is concerning.
Yeah.
I'm fuck, you just scared. Like stare fire.
Yeah.
Fuck, that shits me. God, it fucking shits
I me. Always order wrong.
Oh.
I always get food in me. I order some weird thing and then everyone else will come out and I'll go, dang nabbit.
I just don't know how you
jingle,
guys.
Jungle, jangle.
Shippity jickles.
Jingle or jungle.
I just don't know how you guys wig out some. You put too much
pressure
on how.
Well, like, that's why we're under pressure.
Don't seriously, don't laugh about that.
So
it's really insensitive to people who are under pressure.
So sorry.
You know, I mean, submariners and stuff like people who are in submarines and people in pressurized cabins
finance.
In the air, finance.
They're under pressure
They're
a lot.
Under pressure as well.
Really hard
the military.
Work, dropping hot laps in a suit all day in the city.
Oh, poor guys.
Just going for long lunches.
It's just, you know what's really annoying for those blokes? When it's like they've got to dial their Rolex back a little bit, like the time on it. Just that we must shit them. You know it.
I know what it's like.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine having to sit there and you're like, fuck, my rollie's out. And you're going to go, oh, okay, fuck. Take a break from making $6 million a minute and like put it on the right time.
Someone sounds a little jealous.
Jealous?
A little senorita be jelly.
You think I'm jealous of people who have to dress in a suit and go into a building every day and talk about numbers rather than sitting here with one of my best mates and a fucking and you and like bloody spin yarns for a living? I've worked in offices. This is the best. I'm not jelly.
Me and
I'm
finance
living the dream, baby.
Me and finance would be dreadful. My boss would be like, "So Lou, how did the numbers? How did the numbers go? Did we get up $4 million?" And I'll go, I accidentally put in 40,000 rather than 40 million. So we're down 40 million, boss. I'm so sorry.
I've made $150,000 mistakes before.
Pardon?
Not even joking.
You sell too many billboards. Sell
when I was working in radio,
excuse me, Little Breakfast Radio, senorita. What have we got here?
But not even joke, like I've made those mistakes.
What'd you do? Sell too many ads?
I was working.
Too much inventory?
Oh, no, I was when I was a shit kicker. I was entry level. So basically I would do all the admin, you know what I mean? Mm. And that means like booking the actual activity in.
And, yeah.
And doing the material instructions, so what ads play. And it was at Christmas holidays. It was like my first year in the job or whatever. And I was left to do these things that were very, very complicated for a company, a big Australian company. And after the Christmas holidays, they realised that everything I'd put in was wrong. So $150,000 worth of advertising
had to
be. Oh,
so you'd put wrong people's ads in the wrong places.
I'd put the wrong ads in the wrong – they were super complicated. So the wrong ads played in the wrong time slot for like a two-month period. It's perfect.
It's a big whoopsie.
Yeah, they say the better whoops, the more
of the
you get
radio
out of
whoops.
Find you find out. Yeah, so tough stuff. You ever had anything like you ever worked in radio or anything like that that you could?
I'm not sure if I would have mentioned my time in breakfast radio.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You worked in breakfast
radio? I was a breaky radio girl.
Bullshit.
How much do you reckon the bedwetters?
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hate this job.
Mate. But I like the more. Yeah.
Serious note. Did I tell you that I also worked in nighttime radio?
What?
Yes.
I don't know if you actually have.
Well, I co-hosted.
What was the difference between nighttime radio, Lou, and breakfast radio?
So one of them, I believe, is at – so one's at nighttime.
Right. Okay.
And then breakfast radio.
And what's that?
So that's nighttime
radio.
But
what is that nighttime?
It's usually a Monday to Friday.
But what is night?
Sorry, Judge. So usually it depends, but the show I was on was 8 till 11 p.m.
And that's classified as night.
That's night time.
Right.
And then breakfast radio is often when most people would eat breakfast. So you'd say that would be around 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. usually.
When you break your fast. You've been fasting through the night. You break that with food in the morning.
So you know, you might have porridge or a bowl of Special K, or you might have a piece of toast with peanut butter.
Or ketamine.
Each to their own. And that is breakfast radio.
Right. So did you do ketamine when you were on breakfast radio?
That one was not for me.
More a nighttime thing.
Neither.
Oh, right. You're not a horse.
I'm not.
That needs to be tranquilized.
Yeah.
It's a horse tranquilizer.
Oh, okay.
You're a human being.
Yeah, I've just heard it. I just thought it was a recreational thing.
Well, it is now, but it's used as a horse tranquilizer.
Oh, okay.
Ketamine. It's for horses.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds very dangerous.
Yeah, humans are...
Not meant to have that.
Humans are a wild bunch.
Oh, I see. We've horse at you. Dior's looking at us like, shut the fuck up. He's literally looking going.
I'm not. That's just how I look.
Oh, what, so you're traditionally bored, handsome?
Bored all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. This world is below me.
That's very good.
Did you, honest question. So if you're only just tuning in, Lou did work in breakfast radio a lot. Did you prefer the brekkie or did you prefer the night?
Well, I preferred nighttime because I was co-hosting.
And you didn't have to get up.
So I actually got to talk. Like, I was co-hosting.
True.
So I was talking, whereas breakfast radio, I was more producing.
So what were you co-hosting at night?
I was...
Is that in New Zealand?
No, here.
Where,
I was on the Today FM night show with Danny Lakey.
What? Oh.
So I was his executive producer and co-host.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but...
So you're doing both.
I'm always a morning girl, so obviously breakfast radio too.
I don't think you're that sad.
Morning metal.
Thank you.
But breakfast radio too...
No.
Oh, I've missed it. Breakfast radio too early? No one wants their alarm to go off at 3:50.
No.
But nighttime radio, I don't want to get home at 11 or midnight on a Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
And then have to, you know, sleep until 9 or 8:30 and then start my day. Like, you start your day at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Neither was that fun, to be honest. The dream would be drive, breakfast drive. Sorry, I mean radio drive.
Right.
Drive radio, which is
there,
like
we go.
4 till 6 p.m.
Well, they'll definitely will use that as something that they can cut up. And here's their show reel.
If you're after it,
someone who's super articulate,
a drive breakfast radio night
host,
you've found them. It's us.
When I used to work in a dog food factory, I used to do night shifts at this fucker for Mars Pet Care, and it was fucking.
It's tough.
Well, it just...
Shift workers, I take my fedora off to you.
Yeah, I'll tip the tip of my fedora to
tip
you
as well.
Tip of
the hat, me lady.
It was actually grouse because I was such a bad sleeper back then that I actually didn't mind it because at least I was filling my time up by working. You know what I mean? But you get home at 7, 7.30 in the morning
then or
8 o'clock
night.
And then I didn't want to waste the day, so I'd sleep for 4 hours, you know, and get up pre-midday or like lunch. And then do it all again. And it was just a weird time. But I guess it was okay because I was at uni and most fuckers are just like sleeping in, getting pissed on a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is better because we can be in sync,
yes.
Like normality.
Shift work is tough for anyone.
At least I actually got free schmackos to eat too, though, when I was on shift.
Those are for dogs.
I'm a dog.
You're a naughty little dog.
So.
Would you like some Lulu Go Surfing?
Oh, mate, I'd love that.
I would love anything more. I mean, I would.
You're okay.
You would love it.
Next up, radio. The big lights of radio for Louisa Delden. Jesus, boys, we've got to get this chick. She's one of the most articulate podcasters out there. Get her on the fucking phone now.
Well, it would be both of us.
I'd love to do a breakfast night radio.
But, Judge, it would be the two of us.
Just the two of us.
You just leave me like Smooth FM with like some like 70-year-old old old co-host. Another great articulation.
Smooth 95.3.
I was about to put my headphones on. We don't need to do that.
No, we don't. It's Lulu Goes Surfing.
Okay.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look up 7 on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
Okay. The first article of Dothith Lulu Goes Surfing.
Spin it.
Australian surfer catches incredible moment. A whale slams into him on camera. Have you seen that?
I think I have.
Jason Breen was plunged 20 to 30 feet below the surface when a humpback whale took him out during a surfing
season. But hold on, why was he plunged down?
Because the whale landed on him. Went ba-boomf into the water. Ba-boomf under the ocean.
Did it fuck him up?
Well, he's alive, but he went ba-boomf.
If I fucking hear the word ba-boomf one more time.
Ba-boomf. Look at him.
Oh, simple minds.
Mr. Breen had no idea his GoPro was on. Have you seen the footage, Senorita?
Show me.
I was about to say, would you like to watch it?
Yes.
Our sweet Prince Dior.
On the TV, please. 30 feet under fucking the water is terrifying, mate. What about those birds that got fucking eaten by a humpback? He put them in his mouth and then spat them out. You see that?
No.
Have you not seen that?
No.
Like birds or humans?
Humans.
Oh, okay. You did say
birds. Wait, a humpback whale was eaten by humans with birds. What?
Okay, all right.
What?
Okay.
What in the hissy?
Birds is a term for females.
Oh, females got eaten by a humpback.
Well, he took him in a mouth, but they couldn't ingest something the size of a human because they ate plankton and shit.
But so that bizarres me. God.
Oh, here we go. That bizarres her.
But wait, watch this and then I'll go back to my bizarre point. Come on, Jason, show us the humpy. Here it is.
Oh.
Boom, ba-boomf.
That is a ba-boomf.
Under the ocean.
But what?
Because it landed on Jason.
Oh, my days. Fuck that. That gives me fucking anxiety.
Oh, there it is. It's still eating, trying to hump him.
Fuck, that gives me anxiety. Holy dooly. What's doing?
Just dive straight on her. Ba-boomf. That's going to be the name of the pod.
Oh, it's
ba-boomf.
Yeah, ba-boomf.
It's almost like the GoPro's on the whale.
Reminds me of a few birds that used to have a crack at me at uni.
What? Because they'd jump on you. Right, okay. Arrogant little fuck. Sorry, Judge, what I was saying, bizarre that a humpback can't eat a human when a giant python could eat us and we'd just sit in its stomach for weeks.
Yeah, it's almost like they're a completely different species and have different fucking needs and they eat.
Bizarre
like,
how you know big what I mean? A mouth like carnivores. Can stretch.
Yeah, I know. No, trust me. It's surprised me a few times, let me tell you. I'm like, holy dooly. What's happening?
Like, you know, like a humpback.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm with you.
A humpback's ginormous and it's gone like that with its mouth. A python, quite little in comparison, and can just go, shoom, could eat me, and I'd sit in his stomach for 3 weeks.
What is your point?
Big mouths. I don't know. I don't know.
What a point. No, you know what? You've sold me. Well, yeah, you know, guys, big mouths. Ba-bomf. Next segment. Ba-bomf.
Ba-bomf.
Big mouths. Yeah.
That can be our new, you know how in Breakfast Radio they go, whoosh.
We're not making a ba-bomf.
Ba-bomf.
We're not making a ba-bomf.
I like it, Dior. Write it down. Ba-bomf.
It's too close to ba-chunk.
What's that?
Clearly don't listen to Hello Sport. Disgusting. Oh. Nah, it's just a saying that Stratty sort of came up with. Ba-chunk.
Well, we can have ba-bomf. Ba-bomf and ba-chunk.
Isn't it weird how, like, lions can, like, open their mouth and, like, eat something? Isn't that weird? How weird is it?
You're not very nice today.
Oh, senorita.
Say something nice.
That dress is red. D. To be flaunted on some sort of a fucking modelling show because it looks so damn good on you. So, crush that.
I like it.
Brought it back
from
the dead.
I'm happy with it.
Brought it back from the dead. Ba-boom, he crushed it.
Ba-boom. I'm not sure how this, how's the name of Brett. Oh, for fuck.
Oh, my God.
What is going on? What is going on? How this brand of beer is pronounced. Tisteo? The Chinese brand?
Show us a look.
Dior, tell me.
Show us a look.
Jartel, no. It is
Tisteo. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Tisteo. That is it.
Tisteo?
Tisteo.
Tisteo.
Okay, cool. That brand of beer has responded to
what
the...
What brand?
Don't.
No, it's honestly Lou.
It's not funny,
Josh. No, it is funny.
Let me carry on with my story, please.
Oh, my God. She's so aggressive today.
A man was seen urinating into the vat at the beer factory.
No.
Yeah.
So it's now Tisteo.
Yeah, and someone filmed it. And so now the beer brands obviously had to come forth and say, yes, there was dotheth piss in some of your frothy beer.
You
no wonder
like,
it was so frothy.
you'd be like, whatever, mate, we're used to drinking piss. That's what we call it. You know what they should have done?
Yeah, we'd call it piss.
They should have been like, for people who are out there who have a urine fetish, they should have been like, you know what? Let's make hay while the sun shines here. Let's warp this into something that we can do. They're like, listen, we've got a piss-filled vat here. Anyone that's got some sort of a kink, all right, here's a special batch of, they should call it because it's called Tisteo. They'd be like, this is Piss-to-Teo, and it's a fresh batch of piss.
It's also the same as, like, you hear those things about you go and order a cheeseburger from McDonald's and someone spat on your tomato. A piece of cheese.
There was a bird, I'm not going to say which pub, McFly's. But back where I'm from, there was a bird in the kitchen that was doing that of a pub. Fucking scumbag bitch.
That's kind of, well.
For in that?
Yeah, but that's it must be some sort of gross fetish. Or
No, she was just a fuckhead. She was a fuckhead.
You know
she was a
people,
chip on the shoulder,
it's like
cocksucker.
People have a foot fetish. People have like weird, like, it's like some cheeky thing, like, haha, got you kind
no,
of.
No, it would be like that. It's like, fuck these people.
Yeah. It's despicable. Oh, it's despicable.
It's you know what else good. Is despicable? Despicable Me, the movie. Ba-boomf.
Okay, ba-boomf.
Oh, no.
Ba-boomf. Okay, next headline. Couple instantly regret opening message in a bottle they found washed up on the beach.
Oh, I saw this but didn't read it. What was it?
Neither am I. No, I didn't.
Okay.
So Crystal and Ricky shared a video where they saw this bottle coming towards them in North Queensland. Rick's like, we've got a bottle here washed up. Looks like it's got a message. So they unscrewed it, had a look, and then they realised that the note said, here lies their ashes. Here lies the ashes of Jeffrey. If found, please throw a bottle into ongoing tide so I can continue my journey. So they've opened up Jeff's ashes.
Jashes.
And, like, it was obviously meant to keep. But I see where you'd see a bottle floating with a note.
Obviously, if you're not going to fucking read
you'd it. You'd want to grab it. So it's kind of like it's a mixture because there's a part of you that would you know, you'd see that and you'd go, well, I want to know what's in that bottle.
Well, but I'd want to feel like a pirate for a moment, yeah.
Yeah, but now you know that it's someone's ashes.
Well, I actually don't think that's that etch. I'd be like, oh, Jeffrey, continue on your journey, my friend, and throw him back in.
Yeah, well, they put him back.
They did.
Yeah. I feel like, I think Toby's ashes are at home.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You guys didn't all sit around smoking Yandy and smoking Toby, being like, this one for my boy Toby, man.
Judge.
What? They did that with T-Puck.
That's despicable.
You should have done it with Toby Puck.
It's despicable me.
Despicable me. Yeah, that's... What do you want to happen to you when you're fucking brown bread?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
Do you not?
Well, I don't want to die.
You gonna?
Yeah, but not for years and years.
Yeah, but you will. So what do you want to happen to you? Because you can do these things where you're like, fuck, I chuck you in a tree and you become a tree and all sorts of stuff now. You know, that's pretty cool. Become a tree.
You could get taxidermied.
That's what we've discussed this before.
Oh, like, yeah, like I said, we should have Toby on the... So what are we meant to do with Gianni? We should have bought him, Judge. We should have paid half each.
I have no interest
in
the car.
I should have just kept him.
Would
you have put him up there with me?
I'm not discussing this any further. I'm done with it.
Imagine
We've had this conversation 40 fucking times. We have this conversation more than the breakfast radio.
Imagine how cute it would be if he just sat up there.
It wouldn't be cute.
Well, at first I wanted his bonnet facing us. Now I'd want that little fat ass.
Okay.
The little junk.
So you're not so much into popping the bonnet anymore. You're more into that fat junk in the trunk ass.
I know what you mean with that, because that's a term.
What?
Popping the bonnet.
For what?
I know.
For what?
I know.
You know what?
I know what that is meant for.
What is it meant for?
Do you know?
Dale, do you know?
I don't know. Please explain it to us, Lou.
No, I won't then.
What?
I doth the fool not.
You doth will.
I won't.
Well, let the bedwetters know.
No, because you know what it means. I'm not going to... No.
Just some light fingering.
Oh, Judge. You've been very despicable this last two podcasts this week.
Have I?
Yes.
Come now.
There's something in your veins.
I just had a fresh hit of baboomph.
Baboomph. Imagine being that humpback whale and going, check this, boys. And there's a surfer and you're just going, wow.
Check. Can Dior show us the one of the birds getting eaten?
I don't want to see someone being
eaten. No, but they don't. They survive. They're fine.
But they're still getting mouthed by a humpback.
Correct. They are getting mouthed by him.
I'd also like to see Dior, a python with a human inside.
No, that's actually fucked.
Is it?
Well, they're dead.
Well, I haven't. Oh, are they? Oh, yeah, true. No, sorry. I take that back. I just almost want to see this. The shape because they sit in there like the size, the shape of them.
Oh, fuck me swinging.
I can't
this
speak
is,
today.
This is.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want to know how they actually get you in there, like a boa constrictor?
No, I actually don't. I've had enough of animal eatings.
Well, you're the one talking about it.
I take it back. It was a slip of the tongue.
Well, I'm going to tell the bedwetters. It's interesting, bedwetters. When a boa constrictor gets you, when he wraps around you, they've got these tiny muscles in their, like, stomach, right? So every time you let out a little bit of breath, if you go like that, it can feel that through its muscles and it just tightens that little bit more until your breaths are like...
So it's like a really slow death.
Horrific.
What do you think would be the worst death from an animal?
Oh, I reckon Komodo dragon.
What will they do?
Or a pig, because a pig will eat you from the guts. A wild pig will eat you from the guts.
Blue-ringed octopuses are pretty fucked.
So what happened? Okay.
What do they do? This is a very edgy episode.
I love this stuff.
Sorry, bedwetters.
What happens to you when a blue-ringed octopus, is his venom gets in you?
I'm pretty sure that you're basically like completely paralyzed for about like 24 hours before you die.
Oh my
god.
But
like you're still like living and
so you can hear and breathe everything.
Yeah.
And
well, no, they're tiny. Like,
yeah, they're so small as well.
No, but you as a human.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's kind of like an Irukandji.
What's an Irukandji?
The thing that stings you.
They're
it's like a jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Fuck, man. What do you think the worst one?
Probably your own animal turning on you and killing you.
Like what?
Well, like if Toby attacked me.
A corgi's not going to.
You never know.
You literally could flick it in the eye and it just fucking
You
run
hear
off.
Horror stories.
About corgi attacks.
Well, not Toby's, but other things. Maybe like something really scary, like itch, like being like eaten alive by like ants.
Great one.
Yeah.
That'd be fucked.
Ooh, this is not a fun episode.
Nah, I like it.
I don't.
All right, let's watch these
Show
birds
get
drilled.
Show us the humpback and then get on the hotline.
Did you see that?
Oh, so it's take the bidwitters. The humpback has taken.
Look.
Whoa!
Yes, dude.
The woman out of her kayak
Two
straight into his mouth.
Two of them. And they're in the fucking mouth.
Do you think he's done that on purpose?
No, he was coming up to get whatever the fuck he's getting.
I think he was looking for the birds. And
see,
now
look at all the fish
human.
And shit in the... See, all that splashing around him.
Whoa, there's a guy just on a paddleboard watching these two women.
See all that splashing? He's trying to get all those fishies or whatever they are. And see, the birds are still eating him, but he's accidentally
got... It's like on... Which cartoon movie is that where they go down the whale's throat? Well, they live in the... They go down the whale's...
Oh, Pinocchio.
Is it?
Yeah.
And he lives in there?
Yeah.
He goes down there and then he's got to get his way out?
Yeah, Pinocchio.
Are you sure it's Pinocchio?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Nemo.
Nah. It's Pinocchio.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Your nose is growing.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Do you want to make a bet on it, some sort of a wager?
Next kebab we get.
Love
it. Person buys. I don't think it's Pinocchio. Oh,
I'm pretty sure it is Pinocchio.
It feels like there's some type of boat involved as well.
Like, I feel like he's down
there.
Or
is it the Little Mermaid?
No, I think Jarch is right. Oh, wait. No, Pinocchio's father, Geppetto, is swallowed by a giant whale while he's searching for Pinocchio.
Yes.
I
Geppetto?
Thought Lou was thinking of, like, the biblical story of Jonah and the whale.
Geppetto?
Oh, yeah, no.
Geppetto.
That honestly makes me wish that I named Alfonso Geppetto. Isn't that a cute name, Geppetto? Come on, Geppetto.
And it is like your pet.
Come on, Geppetto. Everyone in Geppetto.
Yeah, but Alfonso's better. It's a bit more sexy.
Alfonso's got a bit of like, he'd wear like a white suit with a cane.
Yeah.
He would, wouldn't he?
Like a slick Italian Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. It's grey hair, slicked back, and he walks in with his cane to like the local like diner. And everyone knows it's Alfonso and kind of like scurries out of their way. That's him. Out of the way. And he's got a pink little handkerchief out of his white thing. And he's wearing like grey snakeskin like shoes. That's Alfonso. And he orders like from the diner. Every morning he has the same thing. And it's like waffles and...
Thank you.
You can't do that when I'm mid-story.
Oh, we needed it.
Wait, let me just finish what he orders. And he gets the local home diner brewed coffee. You know, the one that comes out of that like clear pot that they bring over. And then he has his waffles.
See, I see Alfonso more as like an alleyway stalker. So.
Okay. Well, that's why he sits outside your house in Vaucluse. What should I get Franco for his birthday?
Maybe get him some gelato. Or a fucking...
Gelato?
Pizza.
Just because he's Italian.
Yeah, isn't that what you guys like? Get him a fucking... What are those things? Hey, they're actually shit. They're like full of cream... And
don't you fucking say that. If he's listening.
What is that? What
cannellonis.
Are they? Fucking rank.
Franco's obsessed with them.
Bro, they're warm. If you had them refrigerated.
They are phenomenal.
If you had them. Dude, I got one. Steph
no, they're
was like,
really good.
No, I disagree.
No, they're really good.
Josh, you can put them in the fridge if you want.
Yeah, but they don't over there, bro.
You haven't
so
you had a,
nice.
You haven't had
gross.
A good one then. Haven't had a real Italian one.
When I was in Taormina, they're like, we've got to go to this cannelloni place. It's the one that everyone goes to. Everyone knows it. Went to it. Me and Steph got them. I took one bite. I was like, this is warm and rank.
It's like pastry and cream. How do you not like it?
It was too warm. It was gross.
You've got a pathetic palate though.
A PP.
You've got a PP.
Why do I have a pathetic palate?
Like you'd think that like a fucking olive was gross.
Mate, I eat olives now.
Oh, my God. Jarch H. Olives, everyone.
Well, it's all about
growth. His palate is growing.
Fucking cannellonis suck.
Perfect.
All right.
You.
Sorry?
You nincompoop.
Hey, all right. Let's see what we got here.
Get down on it.
Tuck a bag.
Good morning, Mummy and Daddy. Your mummy and daddy, by the way. got a red light, green light for you. So my partner and I like to wrestle and...
I suppose that's the red light, green light, is that's what she was getting at.
Wrestling, like goanna wrestling?
I believe, not goanna wrestling, I believe probably was just that, wrestle.
Is that another thing for sexy time?
Like a euphemism. Nah. Let's see if this next one is her.
Hey, fellas.
It's not. That's where she's ended it. So.
Green.
Green.
Have a little tuss.
Have a little tuss. Ooh.
Yeah.
A little tussle.
Yeah.
A little wrestle. Do you wrestle with the missus?
Nah, she would beat me.
Fair, that
you
is.
You wrestle with Steph?
Oh, mate, if I wrestle with my own demons, I think I can handle fucking Steph. You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. I just wrestle Kev every now and then.
We know, but that's more of a love wrestle. Now, let's find this one.
Well, that's why I want a rabbit.
Yeah, can we discuss that? Lou wants to get a rabbit for her apartment.
Imagine just a little, I'm going to call him Buster, and he'd have his little hutch on the balcony.
This is the thing. And people like you that TV get rabbits, it actually ends up bad because you'll get bored of it.
No,
you'll
I
get
wouldn't.
Bored of cleaning up the shit, the smell of a rabbit, the fucking piss.
But he'll shit on the, on he'll the
be
balcony.
Chewing, he'll be chewing shit.
But imagine just watching TV and Buster's just next to me going.
Yeah. I'm not a rabbit guy. Like, I'm not a big rabbit guy.
You're not a big rabbit guy? Okay.
Are you a big rabbit guy?
I'm a big rabbit girl. Little Buster going, he's eating a carrot, I'm eating a carrot. We're both eating Kazzas. We're both giggling at the Netflix series we're watching.
I think you'll get bored of him. And it'll be too much
admin. What would I do if I got bored? Would you look after him when I go on holiday?
No.
Well, who would?
Exactly. Hmm. I'm not having a fucking rabbit in my apartment.
Well, I can't get rid of him once I get him.
You can, I can look after him, but I'll give you that tip. Me and Steph will be dining on rabbit stew.
Oh, it's just what? Play the next hotline. That's disgusting.
Excuse.
So fuckers, just listen to the app with the where Jar Jar Lou about a posh Kiwi accent. She has a posh Kiwi accent. Her and her family have the poshest accent.
Okay, so you got a posh.
I don't think I think I've got a really thick Bogan accent. To
do
be
you?
Honest.
Well, I don't know your accents.
Well, I sound the same as you guys now. I've been here for 5 years.
Factually inaccurate.
Disagree.
Interesting. So you got a posh female.
Hey, at?
Because no, I'm thinking in my brain. I've had this before with my mate from bloody Zimbabwe. One of this bird came over to visit me when I was over in bloody Ireland on a gap year. And she comes to visit. She stays with me a couple of days and she leaves. And my mate, Rixie, he's like, Jack, can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? I said, yeah. And he goes, your friend, Sarah, who came over, why does she not sound like you? She sounds like an English person and you sound really harsh, like very harsh how you speak. So harsh. And I'm like, that's the difference between a posh accent and a bit of a Bogan accent,
you're
mate.
From the farms.
He was just like, yeah, she sounded nice when she spoke, like English almost, and you sound so harsh when you speak. Kept calling me harsh.
Yeah, you are a bit harsh.
Interesting. But so what? So you're Sarah. So I wonder what a
well,
me is in your country.
Maybe I'm just because I did speech and drama when I was younger, Jack. Maybe I'm just very good at articulation. Articulating things. Sorry. Fuck.
Well, if this podcast has proved anything, you
it's
have almost.
It's been a rough day.
Okay.
I couldn't get my words out like most people.
By day, do you mean year and a half?
I ripped my entire life.
Okay.
Entire life. What the fuck? Next.
You're
one.
Okay.
Hello, senoritas. I'm just ringing up just to thank Lou for giving all of us laughing snorters a platform to shine on. And if you can't handle it, you can get fucked.
That was a good one.
Do you know, I got tagged in a TikTok the other day and it was like a girl and it was like girl who makes her whole personality snorting. And I literally felt personally victimized because I was like, she probably saw our reels No, our TikToks.
Yeah, 100%.
And was like, that fucking snorting girl. And was like, this is perfect content. I'll make a whole video out of her.
100%.
People commenting, being like, oh my God, so true. And then some people being like, I am this person. I'm victimized.
Well, that's usually how anything that is a little divisive on the internet goes. It's either I'm victimized by it or
everyone
I am that person.
I am that person.
Well, thank you, Lou, for giving snorters a platform.
Thanks, guys.
You know, you're a snorter from way back.
Love you all. Okay, one more.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you my thoughts on the most recent potty, episode 101, I believe. Yeah, I was just listening to it on my way to work, and I got a weird feeling in my stomach, and I realised that Judge sounds exactly like my dad sounds when he is screaming at the top of his lungs, and it induced a little panic attack on my way to work.
Perfect.
Anyway, love you. Keep busy.
I know that was a grumpy episode.
It was a great episode.
It was I had a lot of people DM me being like, Mummy and Daddy argued for 16 minutes straight.
Mummy and Daddy.
And it was like,
Jesus.
There was nothing to it. There was no argument from either side.
Nah, it never is. No. So you know how a lot of my content, the farm content, it's relatable. People always saying to me, they're like, it's relatable because my old man would scream like that, or if this is giving me PTSD because fucking farmy thing. I got it when I was back working with Dad this week.
Oh, yeah, because he's yelling at you.
I've actually got a video of it.
He's like, come on, Judge.
Mum got a video of it. He walked through the gate, right? He walked through the gate of the race, left it open. So when we're pushing the lambs up, they've gone straight through the gate and now they're mixing back with the ones that are already fucking done and with the ewes. And he goes, and I'm like, Dad, the fucking gate. And I run up and I'm like, it wasn't me. And he's like, fuck me. And then just went quiet. Well, you bloody. Oh. Anyway, turns out after it's all said and done, wouldn't talk. He wouldn't talk.
Perfect.
Stopped talking to me.
Full tantrum.
He was the only one going through that gate. So through all the kerfuffle, I was like, fuck, why would I have opened that gate? I don't even need to open that gate. I was like, what the fuck's going on? It was him. He did it.
Did he ever own up to it?
No. Nah.
Oh, there we go.
We were having smoko afterwards, I was like, you know, that actually was you because I've never been through that gate and you were coming through it. And he just sort of gave me a smile. I go, oh, well, I don't bloody know.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, I get the PTSD. I'm sorry I brought that up for you. Now listen up. Lulu's tired. We've got to get her to bed. So see you never.
7:30 in the morning.
Correct.
Love you guys.
Love you, mate. We love you. You know, follow Lou at bloody whatever. And it's the third wave of Dave. If you want to follow Dior on Instagram, if you want to follow me home from work, you're more than welcome.
Vaucluse is where you'd
correct.
Find
so
him.
You can just walk 30 meters behind me and follow me. Not in a
Friendly way.
Not in a sinister way, but more of a friendly follow. You can give me a friendly follow.
Yep.
Hurling light insults.
If you see Alfonso in his white suit with a little pink handkerchief.
Give
him a wave.
Feel free to, if you see Lou and Alfonso, to follow her around in a car.
Please.
In a vehicle.
Don't do that.
Well, we're all about following these days. Everyone wants to get followed. So why not in real life?
It feels different to online.
Does it?
Slightly.
Okay.
It's a little bit.
We'll put Lou's address in our bio so all you tradies can go and watch her get changed in the morning.
Oh, it's my birthday month.
Oh,
send as many gifts.
No, you cheap
send
fuck.
As many gifts as you want.
You scumbag.
Judge said he was going to set up a PO box for me so he could send gifts.
This is.
You did say you said.
I said as a podcast we should get a PO box.
You said, Lou, it's the perfect idea. It's your birthday soon. We must start a PO box for all the gifts.
You've been drinking again, haven't you? Now.
Just a few.
Now, let me clarify something. Birthday month is not a fucking thing.
Well, you've got a job to do after this. You've got to go to the post office and set up a PO box. And next podcast, I want you to tell all the bedwetters what it is and we'll get sent lots of gifts. And there might be some for you and hopefully lots more for me.
Hey.
You might have an office to send shit to rather than spend $300 a year on a PO box.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently we've got... Oh.
Yeah, we do. We could just send it a year.
Apparently we've got an office you can send all my birthday gifts. So I'm going to have to, after this, ask Eddie and Burmo what the address is, like every time I need to ask for it, and they say, can you... Can you save it? Can you save the injury?
It's on the door.
It's on the door.
That we walk through every single day.
So we'll get that for you, and then you can, if you want, send gifts for me or maybe Jarch, maybe Kevin, maybe Dior, but maybe.
Nah, I'm not cheap. I'm not a scumbag. I don't need gifts.
It's not a scumbag. It's my birthday.
Nah, I just don't need anything. All I need from the bedwetters, lend me doth ears. As we do this podcast.
So you're going to say, lend me doth money. Well, that feels also more money. Inappropriate.
Anyway, fucking.
Just seize the day and
cuzzy.
Kiss and love. And what did I say the whale did to the man? Ba-bomf.
Yeah, ba-bomf. Ba-bomf. Hooray.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.